The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Nun Aleph. Today's Daf is being studied. Le'ilu Nishmat Bo Zekinir Bi Yosef Ben Sarav, Abraham Ben Esther, Hashem Ten Hem Began Eden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema Moshe Ben Dina, Sarah Bat Rachel, Sarah Bat Rachel, Moshe, Shlomo Ben Miriam, Enna Refananahem, Fata Nefesh, Fata Guf, Fatam Kerubad Abo, Vecheni Rasom Ben Omar. Amen. We begin today's Daf on Nun Aleph Amud Rishon, and we are five lines from the top. We continue studying the stories between Bar Kappara and Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Amar la Bar Kappara librated Rabbi. Bar Kappara once told the daughter of Rabbi, Lemahar, tomorrow, Shatina Hamra Birkuda de Abuch Ubikirkane de Imach. Tomorrow, I'm going to drink wine. Your father's going to pour me wine. And your mother is going to sing to me. He's going to be like a prediction. Yeah. Now, what does he mean? His mother's going to sing to him. What happened to the Kol Beisha Erva? I can even make such a prediction over here. That's the Ran's question. Mm-hmm. So he says that really it never happened. Yeah. So therefore, it was like just he was saying something, but he knew it wasn't going to happen itself. And others want to say that it was l'shem shamayim. So if a person is l'shem shamayim and has no, 100%, like we saw the stories of the rabbis, they used to take the ladies and actually carry them on their shoulders at the weddings and things like that. So there's, on his level, Bar Kappara, there wasn't an issue. Everything was l'shem shamayim. So what happened? The Gemara is going to tell the story now, how he predicted it, that he's going to have wine poured by the bee, and he's going to have the wife sing or serve him. And how did it happen? So the Gemara tells a story. Ben El Asa Hated Rabbi Hava. Rabbi had a son-in-law. His name was Ben El Asa, also a wealthy fellow. Ve'ashir gadol hava. As Benel Ben Ulad Rabbi Shimon Ben Rabbi. Rabbi invited Bar Kappara to the wedding. We learned Rabbi Shimon, he made a big wedding for Rabbi Shimon. So Bar Kappara was invited. Amale Bar Kappara Rabbi at the wedding, he tells him, My Tu'iba. Torah says, Ve'et Zachar Lo Teshkav Mishkevi Isha Tu'ibai. Which means if a person, Chas v'Shalom, commits Mishkav Zachur, so that's already the Torah calls it a Tu'iba. So Rabbi Akiva, Bar Kappara Esebi Akiva. What does it mean the Torah calls it a Tu'iba? What does that word Tu'iba mean? Kol da'amar de Rabbi da'achinu Tu'iba. Any answer that Rabbi told Bar Kappara what the word Tu'iba means, Peracha Bar Kappara. Bar Kappara, he refuted it. No, that's not the pshat. No, that's not the pshat. Amar de, so Rabbi tells Bar Kappara, Parsheat, okay, you what's the pshat? Why is the Torah called Mishkav Zachur? What does it mean in Tu'iba? Amale, before I give you the answer, Titi de Bitchi Termili Natla, let your wife come along and pour me a cup of wine. Ata Ramlade, okay, so she came, she poured a cup of wine. Amale, so Bar Kappara tells Rabbi, Kumre Kodli. You want me to give you the answer? No, dance in front of me. Give me, do a dance in front of me. Then I'll give you the answer. Which means Rabbi is showing you the humility of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He loved Torah so much that he was willing to even belittle himself to go dance in front of his student in order to get the answer of Torah, which means it didn't matter what he has to do. In fact, I want another answer now. So whatever I have to do, he was willing to humble himself. So what happened? He tells him, "Hachi aman achmana tu'iba tu'e ataba." He's telling the Torah, teaching the guy with the mishkav zachur, you're turning from the normal derech, which means, what are you making a mishkav zachur bi'ah? The normal way is to be with a isha. That's not the normal way. So saying tu'iba, it's a tu'iba tu'ehu ba. This type of bi'ah is considered like he's turning from the normal way. It's kenut tikkun. He gave him a shot. Good. Lechasa harina. Now he wants another cup. Wants more wine. He has to earn it. So what did he do? Amar le my tevil. Torah says v'isha lo ta'amod efne behemal l'rivah tevilu. A lady should not stand in front of an animal. Chas v'shalom bishtiality. They call it. Why? Because it's tevil. So Bar Kappara, what is this word tevil? What does it mean tevil? So they went back and forth. He gave all the answers. No. Whatever he said, Bar Kappara refuted. So again, poured a cup of wine, danced in front of me, and I'll give you the answer. Okay. He did it again. The Torah is asking the fellow, the lady that goes with the bi'ah, with the animal. Is there spices? Is this more tasty than a regular bi'ah or anything? Is this more pleasurable than a regular bi'ah? What did you go with the animal for? You thought it's more pleasurable? Tebelu? What do you think? It's tebalin? This is more spicy? More delicious? It's rhetorical. Tebalin you found in this? Same thing like a regular bear. So what are you going with the animal for? Go with the regular, the normal way? Amar le umay zima. The Pasuk says, Al tahalil b'decha laznota velo tizna aretz uba le'a are zima. So zima, we explain immorality, but what does the word zima mean? Okay, same thing. He gave answers. He didn't have the answers. Pour me the wine. Dance in front of me. What happened? Avi ava. So what he did? He did. He poured the wine. He danced in front of him. Amale. So Bar Kappara says zima zumahi, which means the child that's born from a immoral relationship. The Torah says zima. Zumahi. We don't know who he is. Yeah. Who is he from? Who's his father? We don't know because we went with somebody else. So they're going to say, Zima. Zumahi. Who's the kid? The kid now has a question. We don't know how to identify him. So that's why he gave him the pshat in these words over here. Lo yachil bin el-asa limizbal. Bin el-asa, the son-in-law of Rabbi, couldn't stand watching his father-in-law get, knocked by Bar Kappara. He didn't understand this method of Bar Kappara, that he's been pouring for wine, dancing in front of him, giving him and questioning him. He couldn't stand it anymore. He left. He couldn't stay in the party. He left the room over here. Now, he explains over here the Maharal, because you have to say what Bar Kappara is coming out. He's a tzaddikim over here. They're not just, knocking each other. There's kavanot over here. So he explains like this. Ma'aseh shel Bar Kappara, this was part of the, you have to remember, they're at a wedding. You see, at a wedding, they have the letzim come along and they make jokes that are not related to Torah and things like this. He was teaching the people that were there at the wedding, His questions and his answers over here were all for the kabod of Hatam Kalahal. Try to teach them Musar. Don't go after the physical pleasures of this world. Don't go after all the desires. It's all hevel. It's all futility. Why? He said, Bar Kappara bikesh letel et afsiyut hanaot olam bazeh. He wanted to teach them the nothingness of the pleasures of this world. Legabe shlosha sugi arayot. By three different cases of arayot. Legabe biyad isha shi anva. The Torah says zima. Right? If a person goes with a lady, he's not allowed to. Zima. Ubar Kappara dara zumahi. Zumahi meaning, well, what are you doing? It's nothing. You think at the time it's a tremendous pleasure. But what happens to the pleasure? It's gone. Where's it going to get you? Zima. He's giving Musa to the people. Zima. What do we think? After the pleasure's gone, you're left with nothing. Zumai. That's even more strange. He said, when you go after the ta'avot, to'eh. You're going off the straight path. What do you think? You think you're going to succeed? To'eh huba. You're making a turn. Legabe mishkav behema. Torah already goes and says tevel, tevelin yeshba, which means kilomar. He nechshevet kimo ma'achal shemisad atzmo inaru achila klal, which means it's like a food that's unedible. Ela mitzad tevelim shemosifim lo, but because you put the spices on it, it makes it edible. Kach gam behema shenaru yad lechibur ela klal, which means an animal shouldn't go with a human being. Klal bechol mikvot alay, which means it's not, doesn't say it's the only. It's like a piece of food that the only way you can eat is through the tevelin. But otherwise, the tevelim is unedible. What are you going with this this animal for? So therefore, he's trying to say what? Keep away from the tavot. And therefore, he did it in a way. Pour me another wine, the simcha, drink, dance, the medrikudim, but it was all over the Torah. wasn't over Litzarut, and the people at the wedding were hearing tremendous Musarim from Bar Kappas. Everything was, Lashem Shamayim. And even Ben El Asah, it says, was a very, very rich man, and very, he had a certain formality, Ben El Asah. So when he saw this type of behavior, he wasn't accustomed to it, and therefore he left. Good. So now the Gemara wants to analyze. My Ben El Asah, which is, what was his strength? He was a very rich man. What was his kalah? Where did he get his wealth? Which means he spent a lot of money one time in El Asa on a haircut. Why? The Kohen Gadol used to have a very special haircut. It was very, very difficult haircut to give, because the hairs were cut in such a way that the end of one hair and the beginning of the next are right next to each other. The hairs were perfectly
layered
in a way where the end of one and the beginning of the next one are right next to each other. So like he's saying, every hair was individually cut, which cost a tremendous amount of money. So El Asa went and got somebody that was able to give him such a haircut. He spent a lot of money just to show the people what the haircut of the Kohen Gadol looked like. Tichtiv, kasom yichsemu et rashehem. I have the pasuk that says what they're going to cut the hair. Right, like it says, Rosha shel achat besad ikara shel chaverta. So he spent a lot of money in order to kedesh yilmedu. Oh, they taught him. Not that he took the haircut unnecessarily. They taught him how to do it. Mm-hmm. He became a uman itself. So he spent a lot of money in all that. And the other Rabbah says he actually took it himself, the haircut. Tana ke'en lulainit. The haircut is like lulainit. So amai lulainit. What is this lulainit? Amar of Yehuda, tisparta yihidata. This is like a unique type of haircut. Hechidame, amar of rosho shel ze, the top of one hair, besad ikaro shel ze, reaches the root of the hair that is above it. Which is like a layered haircut that's very, very difficult to give. Now, the Mishnah concludes. One of the things that a person made a neder on himself. I'm not going to eat a tafshil. What do we say tafshil is? A food that's eaten with bread. So he said he's allowed to eat a squash, a dalat. But what type of gourd? Dalat harimutsa. So in the Mishnah we didn't explain, what is dalat harimutsa? So the Gemara says, "My dalata remutza." What is dalata remutza? Amar Shmuel, kara karkuzai. That's a certain type of gourd that comes from a place called karkuzai. It's a place, okay? So someone explained that karkuzai means round, because the squash in that place were actually round, and they cook nicely. Okay, Rabbi Asher Amar Dalat Etemuna Berimitz. No, when it says over here Remutza is ashes, because that's how they cooked it. They used to put it in the ash, and hot ash would cook it. So therefore, they call it Dalat Etemuna Berimitz is a Remutza. Good. Comes the Gemara and says Etive Ravina Rabbi Asher. What do you mean? You just told me Rabbi Asher it's considered a gourd that's placed in the Remitz, but we have a question on you. Why? Because it says like this. Rabbi Nehemiah Omer, we're talking about the laws of Kilayim. What's kilayim basically? You can't take two species and grow them next to each other. So the Mishnah now is going to list us different species of gourd that are considered separate species from each other. You cannot put together. So it says the Hamia Omer Dalat Aramiti Dalat Amislit. There's two types of gourds. They're the same thing. One time it's called Dalat Aramit, and sometimes it's called Dalat Mislit. It's the same item. Kilayim im Hayvanit. So if you take any of those two items, the Misrit or the Aram, which is the same item, there's no Kilayim on those two items, the same thing. But if you put it with the Greek version, it's Kilayim, and Kilayim im HaRemutza, and it's Kilayim with the Remutza. Now Remutza must be a brand, not put in the ashes. Because put in the ashes, what's the difference? That doesn't make Kilayim because it's put in the ashes. And the Remutza must be a certain style of gourd. That's against the Vashe. Because the Vashe, you said, no, that's putting there. It doesn't matter what type of stuff, it's where you cook it. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara concludes, Tiyufta, leaves it in a question against the Vashe. Mishnah continues, and Noder Mimase Kederar. It's actually a repeat which we learned earlier in the Mishnah. A person makes a Neder against Maase Kedera. Okay, masik, and we said it's like you know, stuff that's put in a pot, food. And isur ela b'maaser et hatta. So he's only asur from eating foods that are hot. Now the Iran says over here, anodem b'maaser kedra eno asur ela b'maaser et hatta mefresh b'rushami ezu maaser et hatta. What's considered maaser et hatta? What is this cooked or hot items? Kegon helka. Helka, we explained, is cracked wheat into two. Tirgin into three. Disney into four. Solet is very fine flour. V'orez, zarid, v'arsan. V'ayru deka amar enu asur el maaser et hatta v'nekrit hatta al-shim shisrik l'artiyah ol-bashil arbe. These items, common denominator between them, you have to heat them up a lot and cook them a lot. So when a guy says maasik, that's including these type of items that need excessive cooking and heating. Mishnah continues. Amar kunam ayured kedera shani to'em. Guy comes along and says, I'm not going to eat anything that goes into a kedera, pot. Anything that goes into the pot, kunam. Asur bechol anasa bekedera. So he's asur to eat anything that goes into the kedera itself. So comes Gemara and says, Tanya, we have a braita. That's the last case of the Mishnah. Person makes a neder that I'm not getting anything that ends up in a pot. Asur bi yored de ilfas. He's not allowed to even eat things in an ilfas. What is an ilfas? The ilfas is the big, you know, the wide pot that they used to use. And shekevar yarad le kedera. What they did was they used to put it in the kedera first and cook it, and then they would put it in the ilfas, which is a different type of pot for more cooking. So therefore, if you make a neder, I'm not going to eat anything that is in the kedera, so it's asur to eat anything that goes into the ilfas also, because the custom was, it already probably went into, not probably, already went into the kedera, that was where they cooked it. Okay, so that's the way that works. That's Iran. שכבר ירד לכדרה קודם של ilfas, כך היה דרכן במעשה ilfas, שיהיו מרתיחים אותו בכדרה רתיחה קלה. First they would, you know, heat it up a little, then they would transfer it to the ilfas and heat it up a lot. So therefore, again, guy says ma'ase kedera, says sur also the ma'ase ilfas. However, asur ilfas shekevar yad kedera kodem sherad ilfas min ayored ilfas. However, if he says I'm not going to eat anything that goes into the ilfas, mutar biyored lekedera. So he's permissible to have something that goes into the kedera itself. Now, what's the chiddush in the statement over here? So let's look at the Rashi over here. The Mefarish writes, "Miyared beilfas mutar biyored the kedera kodem sheyared leilfas," which means it's permissible to have these items before they go into the ilfas, which means, let's say the custom we said was to put it in the kedera first, then to put it in the ilfas. So let's say you put it in the kedera first, which was the custom, and you didn't get it, you didn't put it in the ilfas yet. You're going to put it in the ilfas, but so long as you didn't do it yet, even though you are going to do it, it's not considered maaseh ilfas. So therefore, again, when a guy says kunam alai maaseh ilfas, so you follow the regular procedure, kedera first, you know, bishul kala, and you didn't put it, you didn't get there yet. So don't think since it's eventually going to get there, it's now called Maaseh Ilfas. It's not Maaseh Ilfas until it actually reaches the Ilfas itself. Min ha'na'asa b'kedera, mutar b'na'aseh b'ilfas. Okay, which means, b'kedera, if he clearly says, I'm abandoning myself from stuff that's made in the kedera, mutar b'na'aseh b'ilfas. Correct, because it's not necessarily going into the Ilfas. Min ha'na'asa b'ilfas, but if he says, things that go into the fast mutar ben asa the kedera is mutar ben asa be kedera. Let's read the Ran now. Let's catch up the Ran starting from minayurid. Minayurid ilfas. The guy says what? I'm not having things that go into the ilfas mutar biyurid the kedera. Okay, can I have the stuff that goes to the kedera? Kamash malan de lo tema kosher tihot or tihakala. Don't think that once you heat it up a little in the kedera, kemo shirad elfas, yored elfas mikri, that it's considered already that it went into the elfas before it got there. The pnishu muchan nechen, afal pish, adan lo yarek kamashmala, delo. Okay, like we learned. Now when he says elfas, It's got to go in the yid fast, not potentially. Next one. Menanasa bekedira mutar benasa befas meshub denasa gemar asiyah mashma. When he says, I am kunam, to me, stuff that is na'asa bekedira. What is the word na'asa mashma? That it was done, finished. So therefore, will be mutar be ma'asir fast. Why? Because ma'asir fast is finished in the ilfas. Na'asa is finished, not yored. Is it in yored? Yored means enters, goes in. Okay, for how long, for what purpose? Mashiachim, when he says na'asa be ilfas, he means that was actually finished in the ilfas. Therefore, the Ran says, Mishum de na'asa gemar asiyah mashma, Mishum ha'gim mutar be na'asir ilfas, afa pishkwari yad bekedera. Mishum nerkom akum gemar asiyato lo haya bekedera. Understand that? Because since they didn't finish it in the kedera, they just put it in the kedera temporarily, and they ended up finishing it in the ilfas itself. So mutar ben asa bekedera. Then an asa be ilfas, mutar ben asa bekedera. Oh, but if he says min an asa be ilfas that it's finished in the ilfas itself, will be mutar to eat things that are finished in a kedera. Kedomar afapish al mikin urido be ilfas. Even though eventually you're going to put it in the ilfas, you put it shari kivan the gemara asito be kedera haya. Right? No, because it was really finished cooked in the kedera. Okay, that's a pashut. Two lines on the bottom. Hanoder min ayored le tanur. Gamik said neder. I am not going to eat stuff that goes into the oven. In asur ela bepat. He's only asur in bread. Ran. This setam yored the tanur mashma pat. When you say yored the tanur, that's another way of saying bread. Imamar kol maaseh tanur alai. But if he said all oven baked items are on me, then asur bechol nasa b'tanur. Then he's going to be asur with anything, cakes and casseroles and things like that. But if he just says yored the tanur, yored the tanur is bread. Imamar kol maaseh tanur alai. Asur bechol nasa b'tanur. Comes the next mishnah. Okay, mina kavush. Guy comes along and says, I'm wasating myself from items that are pickled. What does it mean pickled? That they rested in vinegar for a long time. En asur ela min hakavush el yarak. He's only forbidden on items that are vegetables that were pickled, which means certain species of vegetables that was yadua in those days that used to pickle, like a pickle, like a cucumber, for example. Since those items are the normal thing, so that's what he's forbidding himself. Because he said min hakavush with the hair yediyah, hakavush the kavush stuff. That means the ones that are normally done. However, kavush she'ani to'em, if he just says kavush, he doesn't say the kavush, he says kavush that I'm not going to eat, asur bechol kavushim. That is asur in all sorts of pickling, even items that are not normally pickled, because he did not say the hair in the front of his statement. Min ha'shaluk, right? Shaluk, we explained, means talking about that it's partially cooked. That's why we said we're going by nedarim. Shaluk means bashil velo bashil. It's cooked, but they're not cooked, partially cooked. So when he says, aha shaluk, the partially cooked item, eno asur ela min ha-shaluk shel basar. So that refers to meat, because that's the main item that usually was bashil velo bashil. Shaluk, shani to, but if he just says the word shaluk without the hay at the beginning, asur bechol ha-shaluki. That is asur in all sorts of food stuff that is cooked partially. They're partially cooked. Okay, so the basic principle of the Mishnah is there's a difference between the hair and not the hair. The hair specific, without the hair in the front, it's including all different items. That's called the hair hayidiyah. Okay. Gemara. Amar Rav Habere, Rav Avia, Rav Ashe. Amar de kavish mai, de shalik mai, de tzali mai, demaliach mai, hechin mashma. When he used those terminologies, what is it mashma? Tema'e. Gemara leaves it in a question. Now, what's the real question? So let's read the Gemara in the Ran. Ran, dekavush mai, deshaluk mai. Lefi pirush harishon shepirashti mishnatenu, sheikar haheluk hu im eskilo b'shem hayidi'ah im lav. Right, the main point is, did you say the hair or not? Hacha achi mebaile. Ki amar dekavush deshaluk bedalid. Right, dekavush, deshaluk. That's the way he's learning over here. The key of the Gemara's question is, the key is the dalid that you're putting before the word. Imashma hayadua olo. Which means, we know about the hair hayidi'ah. But now we're trying to say, is there a dalet of yidiyah? Which is when the guy says, de kavush, is that considered like he said, a ha kavush? Or maybe de kavush is like kavush. Maybe the dalit is not the same thing as the here. That's the Gemara's question. When you according to the second pshat in the Ran and the Mishnah, the Ran explained like this. What's the reason why when a guy says kavush she'ani to'em, everything is asur, all types of pickled? Not because of the hair. The hair is not the factor. It's because he said she'ani to'em. When the guy comes along and says she'ani to'em, which means that I'm not going to eat, that's mashma language of all stuff. Which is in the first part of the Mishnah just said min hakavush. He didn't say she'ani to'em. So the first, this pshat ran means like this: the haluk between hak min hakavush and min kavush she'ani to'em is not the hair. It's the she'ani to'em item. When the guy says she'ani to'em, it's mashma, I'm not eating any of it. So now the question of the Gemara is, when he comes along and says de kavush or de tzali, is that like saying ani to'em or not? And the Gemara leaves it in a teku. Right, leaves it in a teku, and therefore he writes ul humra. Therefore, a person has to be mahmir. When he says this lashon, all items are going to be asur. Okay, comes the Gemara Mishnah. Min hatzali. Okay, guy comes along and says, right, I'm making a isur on myself. I'm not going to eat the roasted item. En asur ela min hatzali shel basar. So it only includes the roasted item. What's the main roasted item? Meat. Devrei Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Tzali she'ani to'em. Again, tzali, either two ways of learning now. Either because she didn't say a hair, or because she said the words she'ani to'em. Asur b'chol ha'tziluyim. Okay, yeah, so to eat all items that are roasted. Doesn't matter what type of food. Next case, min ha'maliyah, ha'maliyah, right? I'm going forbidding myself from the salted item. In asur illa min ha'maliyah shel dag. It's referring to salted fish, because that's the usually terminology people use to salt their fish. Maliyah, she'ani to'im. Again, either because he didn't say the hair in front of it, or because he said she'ani to'im. Asur b'chol ha'miluhim. Then he's asur to eat any type of salted food. Dag dagim she'ani to'im. He said two words. Dag dagim. That I'm not going to eat. Asur bahen ben gedolim ben ketanim. He's asur in all types of fish. Whether it's big fish, small fish, ben miluhim, whether they're salted fish, ben tefillin, whether they're not salted, ben hayim, whether they're raw, ben vushlim, whether they are cooked. Okay, because he said a lot of fish, dag dagim, which is including all styles of fish. Umutar betarit terufa. It would be permissible to have the tarit. Tarit is like the, some say it's a tuna. It's a small fish that's over here that is, terufa is beat, which means it's beaten. It's not whole. Terufa ubetzir. Tzir would be like the brine that comes out of the fish, because he didn't sit himself on the brine of the fish. He said dag dagim. So dag dagim is much like the fish is whole. Mashiach, when you beat it, it's not a whole fish anymore, or the brine itself is not a fish. Let's read the Ran on these cases over here. Ran in the Mishnah. Dag dagim. Shani to'im asur b'hen ben gedolim ben katanim. Mishum da'amar t'le l'shne. Dag dagim. De dag mashma gadol. The word dag is mashma, the Gemara is going to say a big fish. Mishum dinim kar b'fne atzmo. That's why you call it dag, because they sell it individually. Dag, singular. Because it's a big fish, you know, it's enough to eat. The dagim mashma ketanim. Why? Because you sell it by more than one. The fish in them kanim ela biyahad. Now, umutar betari terufa b'sir murias. Murias also is like the insides, the innards of the fish itself. Tari terufa. Okay, that's tari terufa is the scrambled fish. Dag gadol taruf dak dak. Right, it's grind it up like. When you say dag dagim is mashma a whole fish, ve'lo terufim. Ve'koshket shemutar betzir shel dagim shu shomen ayutze mehen. Ve'kirbe dagim. Kirbe dagim is the fish innards. Me'uravim bo. Because that's not a fish. That's not a whole fish. Ve'koshket shemutar b'murias. What's the murias? Shu shemnos shel dag. That's like more like the oil that comes out of the fish. Right, it's obvious. If you told me already the innards is not considered whole, because again, the oil that comes out, and the Mishnah is using a style of zu ve'en tzarich lomar lezu. And sometimes the Mishnah says things that are not necessary, but that is a style. Okay, comes the Mishnah and continues. Anoder mina sahna. What is sahna? Ran, first line. הנודר מן הסחנה אסור בטרית תרופה. לא, he's אסור even to have the beaten fish. Why? סחנה דגים קטנים הרבה מלוחים. סחנה is לשון, a lot of small salted fish. ויש מהם תרופין. Which means when you have a lot of salted fish together, some of them are broken up. אלא שרובן שלמים. The majority of them are still whole. וקטנים, תקווה שיש בהם תרופין אסור בטרית תרופה. It's going to be asur in this case over here when he says the sahna. It's going to be asur between trufa. Umiyu betziru muryas, again with the brine and the oil that comes out of the fish, mutal, if ishe en behem hatikot shadag. There's no fish there. Ela shemno vikerebav. You have the innards and you just have the oil, so therefore it's permissible. So sahna can just include even fish that is not whole. So again, הנודר, I'm reading the Mishnah, הנודר מן הסחנה, אסור בטרית תרופה, מותר בציר מורייס. הנודר מטרית תרופה. Okay, clearly. He said, I'm making a nadir against טרית תרופה, this fish that is cut up, right, beaten up. אסור בציר ובמורייס. Oh, he's אסור even in the brine of it and the מורייס. Now why? So, and the juice. So let's read the Ran. הנודר מטרית תרופה, מותר, well, I'm sorry, מותר. We have גרסה עוד טוב here. No, our Gersa is Anodeh Metrit Terufa Asur Besir Murias. Our Ran has obviously a different Gersa over here, which actually makes a little more sense. Okay, I'm reading Anodeh Metrit Terufa Mutar Besir Murias. We change the Gersa to Mutar. Ran says, "Why did Eli Delo Shiach Lemit Niacha Lo Asur Besachna?" ולא מותר בה, משום דמקסתה מותר ומקסתה אסור. תקווה דסחנה איקה שלמים וטירופים, בשלמים שערים בטירופים אסור. Right, which means, in this case we said, I'm mosering myself from tarit. What is the status regarding סחנה? Well, depends, because סחנה, we said, is a compilation of salted fish. Now, some of the salted fish is whole, and some of the salted fish is cut up. So therefore, you can't say it's asur or mutar b'sahna, because it depends what type of, which part of the sahna. When he says tarit, terufa, so it'll be asur on the broken ones, but it'll be mutar on the full ones. So therefore, sahna and mishnah did not commit, because yes, part of it will be mutar, part of it will be mutar, you don't tell you how sahna klar. That's why he didn't say sahna at all. Umutar b'tzir m'muryas is tzirikha l'limitni. Now, why did he have to tell me tzir m'muryas? That's obvious. The guy said fish. Broken fish, but the point is sir muryas was tradush is sakala khamina mikman den adar mitri shi tufa dakta ki asir ap sir muryas, because it's cut up fine, so you might think it's including even the stuff that comes out of the fish itself, because it's about the small pieces of the fish. Kama shua, no, it means fish, doesn't mean the stuff that comes out. Comes a gemara tanya rabbi shimon ben elazar omer dag shani toahem, when a guy says dag alone asur begedulim. So it's only forbidden to have big fish, because dag means big. Umutar b'ketanim, but it's permissible to have the small fish. Daga, but if he says the word daga, she'ani to'im asur b'ketanim. Daga is mashma, small fish. Umutar b'gedolim. But if it's permissible to have gedolim, now you're learning rules here. Dag is big, daga is small. Dag daga she'ani to'im, he says both. Dag daga, so asur ben b'gedolim, ben b'ketanim. What's the tradition that? Of course. So the explanation is, you might think, it's like maybe he's like retracting. When he said dag, and then he said daga, so maybe he only means daga, and he's retracted for what he said from dag. When he says both terms, he means both. Dag, daga, and never both of them are going to be asur. Ben gedolim, ben ketanim. Amar lera papala abayim, mimayde dag shani to'em gadol. How do you know the word dag is referring to a big fish? Dichtiv, because the pasuk says by Yonah. When Yonah got swallowed into the whale. Right? So what does the pasuk say? Eman Hashem dag gadol. Leblowa et Yonah. So you see, dag gadol. Okay, so you see, dag is big. Oh, vaketi, but the pasuk says, v'yitpalel Yonah el Hashem Elohav mim'e haddaga. It says he prayed in the belly of the daga. It's because, that's not a question. Dilma palta dag gadol. Maybe the big fish spit him out. Ubal'e dag katan. And a dag katan, relative to the first fish, swallowed him up. So therefore you see, daga is called a small fish. Smaller. Right. So therefore you can use the word daga on small fish. Ela, okay, good. But you have a problem by Mitzrayim when they had the Makkah of Dam. What does the pasuk say about the fish that in the yor? That daga asher bayor meta. You tell me what? Only the small fish died. Katani metu gidolim no metu. Because kids had daga. If you tell me daga, only the small fish. Well, only the small fish died in the blood. They're not only not the big fish. Ela daga mashma gidolim or mashma ketanim. The truth is daga can mashma either way. It can go either way in lashon Torah, whether it's big fish or small fish. Benedarim halacha halashon bene adam. But in nedarim, you go after the vernacular of the people. And since people, when they want to talk about small fish, they say daga. So that's why you go after the vernacular the way the people talk. And therefore, when you say daga, it's only a suit on the small fish. Comes the Gemara continues, and noder menas sahna. Okay, so sahna, we said, is the the compilation of salted fish. So you have whole fish and you have broken fish in the mixture. So all those type of fish are going to be asur. Amar le Rabbi Nadav Avashe Amar hare alai sihin mai. Now what's sihin mashma? So the Ran writes over here. There's a thought to say that maybe when you say sihin, sihin is mashma more of a inclusive language. When you say sahna, it's mashma more specific. Sihin is like plurality. It's mashma you're saying not only the fish themselves, but maybe even the stuff that comes out of the fish, the sir, the murias. So that's the Gemara's question. Do we say sihin is a more inclusive language and is osir more? Or not, the Gemara includes my teba'e. The Gemara leaves that in a tekwa. As we said many times in the Darim, the word teba'e is the equivalent that we have throughout Shas of a teku, which is really an unanswered question. And also in this case, they go lechumra. Comes the next Mishnah and says, Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen.